Hospital 1011. Now, this is a hearing that was postponed from Friday, and we'll start with the testimony from the very beginning. Any proponents of House Bill 1011? For those on the internet, this bill is the revision, revise the method by which a withholding order may be served for the purpose of collecting child support. We delayed it because the committee felt an amendment was necessary, and that's why we're meeting on this bill this morning.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. As you may recall, my name is Dave Brown. I'm legal counsel, Department of Social Service Office, Child Support Enforcement. Last Friday in the committee hearing, I did present House Bill 1011, and essentially, just a brief recap, it allowed the Department of Social Services to serve withholding orders upon payers and employers by first-class mail as opposed to certified or personal delivery. I outlined the reasons for that bill last Friday. Essentially, there were some concerns raised in the committee that since employers can, in fact, be held liable for not honoring a withholding order, that something should be placed in the law itself indicating that if we were going to pursue an employer or payer of income for noncompliance, that it would have to be then subsequent certified mail or personal delivery or service by the sheriff. I worked with Ruben. We did prepare the amendment before you. We would consider this to be a friendly amendment. I would think that this would resolve the committee's concerns, and we would ask your support of the amendment and also of the original bill. Thank you.
Thank you for appearing. Any further proponents for House Bill 1011? Any other further proponents? The committee will now entertain any questions they want to address to the witness.
Dave, so that I don't have to pull the red book, what is 7A 45 and 46?
Those are the two penalty provisions, Representative Michaels. The one allows the Department of Social Services, if an employer or a payer does not comply, to sue civilly in court to collect the amount that was unpaid. And 46 is the petty offense provision. These are the two penalty provisions in statute for noncompliance within the whole chapter.
You're welcome.
Representative Siebert.
Does this mean that you will still mail out without certification, but if you don't get any reply, then you'll send a certification?
What we intend to do, Representative Siebert, yes, is mail first class for the reasons I outlined Friday, and then if there is noncompliance by the employer, we will send either by certified mail or personal service by the sheriff before undertaking any action against an employer.
I think that sounds fair.
Any further questions of the witness by the committee? If not, thank you for appearing.
Thank you.
Any opponents of House Bill 1011? Any opponents? If not, we'll close the committee from public testimony for committee action. Representative Monroe.
Mr. Chairman, for purposes of discussion, I'd move the amendment.
A motion been made by Monroe, seconded by Michaels, for a purpose of discussion to move the amendment. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The amendment is accepted. Any further comment or action on the part of the committee?
Mr. Chairman, I'm going to do pass.
Motion made by Monroe on the do pass motion. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Mattson. Any comments on the motion? If not, Secretary, call the roll.
Bartman?
Aye.
Gillespie?
Aye.
Hennies?
Aye.
Madsen?
Aye.
McCauley?
Aye.
Monroe?
Aye.
Marshall?
Aye.
Nachtigall?
Aye.
Siebert?
Aye.
Michaels?
Aye.
Brown?
Aye. The motion passes on a vote of 11 yeas, no nays.
Mr. Chairman?
Representative Monroe?
I'd like to move this to consent calendar.
Motion made by Monroe to move this 1011 to the consent calendar. Is there a second? Second by Bartling. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? It is on consent. And Representative Mattson, do you want to take this in caucus?
I can.